sea of polytonal or microtonal organic. Organic microtonality.
All right.
Like it matters, guy.
Sitting here thinking, when was the last time I was in a room with so many people that were silent for such a long time? Kind of amazing. And also just to watch her do that, I thought it was really beautiful. Well, it's a great honor to be here. As Guy said, we go back a couple of decades. It has been enormously enriching to me to play music with him and also to know him and Jan, his wife. Friends, and I'm very grateful to be here. I think a little bit later I'm going to tell an anecdote, but I'm not going to do that now. The guy is going, uh-oh. It's okay. The first two pieces I'm going to play in the reverse order from how they're listed. That was my decision at the last minute. So it's going to start with Roundabout Now and go on to Haywire Red. Thank you. humanity and dry wit and the cosmic all coincide in this person and his music. And I was thinking before when he was talking about the tour that we were on together with Amy Denio and Pauline Oliveros, of a moment when we were coming out of the Slovenian Alps into Austria. And I had said, you know, life is so strange. I think the only way to predict it is to imagine that God is this crazy novelist who's the next thing is going to be the most unlikely thing that they can think of. And I said, that's crazy. What are you talking about? I said, well, think of the most unlikely thing you can think of. He said, okay, a herd of kangaroos. I said, okay, let's wait and see what happens. 5 minutes later, we came out of the Alps of Slovenia into Austria, and on the right and left side of the town, on this for five blocks in a row, was painted a line of kangaroos on the right and the left side. Guy and I went to the front row. We just stared straight ahead. We didn't make any comment about it. About 5 minutes later, we looked at each other, nodded. Adventures with Guy. So this next piece is called Feel the Burn, and let's see what happens.
Thank you. wish I could think of some more jokes about kangaroos. I'm looking for a cable and a DI for my left hand. I wonder, let's see. Oh, there it is, right. Thank you.
take it in stride.
Me on the way.
So despite my some experience in theater, I'm gonna follow that piece. I should know better, but such is the task I've been given. This is a piece Guy wrote for me called Prelude Number 2. And I'll play it for you. I remember in early pandemic, I feel like Guy sent me a lead sheet of this next composition. And I remember those. I feel like we all have probably these very distinct memories of those early days of that time. I'm sure some vastly different. But I remember having these moments of being, spent a lot of time on my hands. But certainly, I just remember trading some emails with Guy and a lot of stuff he was writing at the time. So I remember that first iteration of this. So this is really amazing. I'm really happy to be playing it, especially with Todd Reynolds here. Hey. and also with Will Holzhauser. Who's
supposed to say that?
Just kidding.
Okay. Can we be frank? Can I speak honestly, Guy, for just a minute? Okay. You know, back in the day when I began to fraternize with accordion players, you know, in name this one, Guy, not only did my musical life something technological happened. My inbox got more eloquent. My inbox got more punny. And my inbox got more warm. So as we wrap up this concert tonight, I know so many of you have a friendship, a long-lasting one, a passing acquaintance, whatever you have with Guy Klucevic. It is good fortune and good luck to run into a person of such heart and such music, such warmth, such talent, and such such commitment to his work, from which I've learned so much.
The top of 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 the top of